again, everybody, and welcome once again to episode number 7 of the Help on the Way podcast. I am your co-host, The Game, here with my fellow co-hosts, Fig and Nob. Say hey, boys.
Hey, hey.
Hey, boys.
All right, before we jump into our doubleheader for today, I'm going to throw it to Nob for some Grateful Dead and music news. Nob, take it away.
Well, last week we talked about the first of two Wolf Brothers shows, and then it was really interesting that the second one happened because Billy String sat in for China Rider as well as Tomorrow Never Knows and Broke Down Palace, as well as Les Claypool from Primus sitting in for Tomorrow Never Knows.
Wow.
After recorded our last episode, I think it was the next day, I woke up and I checked on Reddit, and the first thing I saw was Billy String sat in with Bobby last night. I was like, oh my god.
I know. I had to blabber on about how exciting it was. He played Like a Rolling Stone again, and then Billy String sits in.
Yeah, I caught the Tomorrow Never Knows on Reddit, and I just wanted to dip my feet in there. You know, I'm a humongous Beatles fan, and I checked out the video, and then I fast-forwarded a little bit. And I fast forward a little bit more, and then I closed the video. And that was all the Tomorrow Never Knows I needed from that show.
It's not one of Bobby's best.
All right, everybody, let's go ahead and jump into our featured shows for the week. We have a doubleheader this week. Our first show of the week is May 18th, 1968. That is the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds in San Jose, California. It was a Saturday, and it was the Northern California Folk Rock Festival. The boys were just a part of the headliners that day, and actually only two songs that day. The boys gave us Alligator and Caution on 5/18/68. Any comments on Alligator or Caution?
I just want to say that even though the boys only gave us two songs, I mean, this is the Grateful Dead, so two songs can fill up an entire set at a folk rock festival. And indeed they did.
It's a very clean 68 tape, taped by Jorma Kekkonen of Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna. Not yet Hot Tuna, but eventually in the future. And it just sounds really nice for a 68 audience tape.
Yeah, he must have had some sweet, like, access to some sweet technology or something like that, because it does sound really good.
The, I don't want to say this is the highlight, but my most memorable takeaway of our 1968 Primal Dead set for today was the feedback portion of the set. I listened to this today while trying to work, and actually work on my resume, and the feedback portion literally had me stop everything I was doing. And just wait until the feedback was done, and then I was able to continue on with my work. So, as I discussed once again, Primal Dead probably isn't for me. But if you're looking for a very clean sounding tape from 1968, this is definitely up your alley.
Yeah. What's also fun in the Alligator, you get a mountain jam at around, like almost 8 minutes after the drums stop, which I believe this would probably predate the Allman Brothers doing the Mountain Jam. I know the Dead did this jam before the Allman Brothers did, because it's on Anthem of the Sun, but I think at this point in history, the Allman Brothers hadn't yet done it for the first time.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in here. Like the game, I'm not a huge, huge fan of Primal Dead, but you kind of see why they were, you know, who they were and who they were becoming at the time. So the first song, which is just Alligator Part 1, yeah, the mix isn't really there. You can't really hear Pigpen do his thing. But then things really start picking up with drums. And then Alligator 2, Jerry is just jaw-dropping with his, I wrote down my notes, just like machine gun-like playing. Just definitely a sight to behold, or a sight to hear, I suppose. And you definitely want to stay for Caution. And then there's some banter at the end where Bobby has some not nice things to say about the proletariat, apparently.
The the ending minute or two of the 68 show is definitely a bit eye-opening if you have never heard Bobby Weir post-folk rock festival from 1968, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was pretty amped up for being having just played a huge set at a folk rock festival.
All right, diving into our second show of our doubleheader this week is we are actually diving into the Blues for Allied demos. That's right. March 1975, the boys were in the studio working on the Blues for Allied album. And this bootleg is from the Liberated Italian Bootleg CD from 1975. And it has 8 tracks on it. And really, 8 classic tracks. Very tight, but also very different sounding tracks. So diving into it, we start off with Help on the Way, which was instrumental number 1.
I thought this was super tight. Definitely a highlight for me was to hear them riff on the Help riff.
It really did sound like we listened to this actually together, a little peek behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Vig and I listened to this together virtually today during the workday. And my big takeaway with Help on the Way, number 1, is it literally just sounded like the exact studio version that we all know.
It could have been. It could have been.
It sounded just tight, perfect, and great. And it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was curious to see what the boys were doing about why they were so tight. You know, like, how could they be so tight? And I was looking at Dead Bass, and they really hadn't done much since October of 74. So they had some farewell shows with Mickey, and then nothing. And then I guess they're just getting ready for Blues for Allah. And when was this? It was, okay, throughout March. And yeah, man, they got so tight so quickly, I guess.
So yeah, they took... Cool to this was at the beginning of their hiatus from touring at the end of 74, and they hold themselves up in the studio to work on these Blues for Allah songs, and you can tell that they're really just spending their days sitting in a room practicing in a way that they hadn't in a while.
And talk about a juxtaposition in the sound from 1968, you know, which was Primal Dead, just screaming guitars, to Blues for Allah, which we all know is so jazzy and so... airy and so progressive.
Then, after our instrumental number 1 of Help on the Way, we have Franklin's Tower 1.
I really enjoyed the transition from Help on the Way into Franklin's in this one. I find a lot of the time the transition out of Slipknot and into Franklin's is very, like, hard and tight and abrupt at times. It, like, fits in the groove, but it just doesn't flow as nicely. Here, as Franklin started, they started still throwing in those Help on the Way licks, and it really made the whole thing just feel just more connected. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool to hear, and I'm just assuming that this is the case, but, you know, here we have Jerry perhaps singing for the first time these iconic lyrics from Franklin's Tower, so, yeah, that's a must-listen in my book.
Yeah.
Then after Franklin's Tower, we had another version of Help on the Way, which is labeled as instrumental number 2.
Yeah, this one's sloppier than the first Help on the Way because it's just a lot faster. It's probably the fastest. It's definitely the fastest I've ever heard the Grateful Dead do Help on the Way. And I was just impressed that they could get all those licks out at that speed.
After Help on the Way number 2, we had an instrumental version of Lazy Lightning. Last week, I spent a few minutes talking about my love of Lazy Lightning. And this version is absolutely like no version I have ever heard of Lazy Lightning before. It is slow.
Yeah, it is strummy.
It is, it is like methodic. My word of the day describing this Lazy Lightning was I was bopping. Yeah. Like, I am flowing and I am bopping, and there is no reason that 2022 Bobby Weir and Dead Company there's no reason they could not play that version of Lazy Lightning, in my opinion.
Yeah, we need to get this version in front of the boys. So any listeners out there, if you have access to the Den & Company guys, you know, get at us. We'll get this link over to them.
Then, right after Lazy Lightning, we had an instrumental version of The Music Never Stopped, which for me today, the transition between Lazy Lightning and The Music Never Stopped, and then the jam, actually, there's a jam that follows then, The Music Never Stopped. It all flowed together very, very, very well, to the fact where I really didn't even realize I was past Lazy Lightning, and that was already in The Music Never Stopped. That's how well it flowed. Very good stuff. The jam that followed Music Never Stopped, nothing crazy to write home about. Your basic, to me, it just felt like they were practicing. Nothing crazy for the 6-minute jam that followed The Music Never Stopped. Then we had a second version of Franklin's Tower.
Yeah, so this is second version of Franklin's Tower is my, if you're going to listen to one track, this is the standout track for me. It was just a smoker, and at the end, Jerry, I believe, just goes, ow! And it was, that's kind of how I felt listening to it, yeah. Too. So this is definitely my standout.
And then we end our Blues for Allah demos with an instrumental version of Crazy Fingers. And this, to me, was very much like track number one, Help on the Way. It felt like I was just listening to the studio version of Crazy Fingers, sans lyrics. My opinion, Crazy Fingers is probably one of the more underrated Grateful Dead songs. I absolutely adore Crazy Fingers, and this instrumental version was choice.
Yeah, I have a note here about Jerry's outro solo was definitely something to behold. Now, I will say, for those who are not so faint at heart, you know, this 8-song Blues for Allah Fly on the Wall setup is just a little snack of what the archive can offer, because there is a 58-minute-long Blues for Allah demo. I think it's like 7 hours of fly on the wall stuff, banter, tuning, jams, what have you. So I kind of waded into that morass today, and there's some cool stuff in there. It's just not ready for prime time, really. There's a lot of dead air. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't make it worth really listening to. But I will say there's a lot of Music Never Stopped jams, including a blues jam, which I thought was pretty cool.
So our before we wrap up, one of our ending segments is always the Book of the Dead. And the Book of the Dead is basically our favorite shows that we've listened to throughout the year. And I think it's our top five shows that we listen to throughout the year. And I think I know everyone's answer to this already, but I will dive in and begin. No, this does not make my Book of the Dead. The 68 show, while it sounded clear, to me, it was just clear sounding noise. So the 68 show for me was a no-go. The Blues for Allah demos, really, enjoyed, something I'll listen to again. Probably not. But it's nice to hear that history.
Yeah, again, this is part of the beauty of the project, right? Like, everything is randomized, everything on the archive is randomized, and if I get a hit, we listen to it. And so I don't think I would ever, you know, organically listen to 51868, Santa Clara Fairgrounds, 2 songs, you know, Jorma, Kokkinen, and audio. Probably wouldn't really come to my attention. And the same thing with the Blues for Allah sessions. It's kind of like Blues for Allah's anthology for, like, you know, kind of putting it into a Beatles context. I might listen to it, probably wouldn't, but I'm glad I did, because this was a really cool and fun kind of way to appreciate the Dead. But no, I would not put this in my Book of the Dead, to answer your question, sir.
Yeah, all right, Nob, how about you?
I admire that we're still doing the segment. No, I would not put this in my Book of the Dead. As a resident Primal Dead defender, I think the show's like playing is fine, but it's a 30-minute audience tape. There are definitely better 68 shows out there. You know, this Blues for All a piece was interesting, and I am glad I listened to it, but no, neither would make my Book of the Dead.
All right, everybody. So that is a 3-for-3 for no on these two shows making our Book of the Dead. Next week's show, we are making a trip to the 90s. That's right. We get to hang out with... I literally just had a brain fart of the keyboardist from the 90s.
Bruce and Vince.
It is Vince and Bruce time. It is 1991. It is Vince and Bruce time. June 6th, 1991 is our show for next week. And you know what? Taking a quick look at that set list.
Looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good. I gotta be honest. I'm not exactly the biggest post, June 90? fan personally.
You're sleeping on July 90 then.
I am. But yeah, no, this absolutely looks like a set. We won't go into it, but a Cassidy is next week. All Along the Watchtower, Turn On Your Love Light. Yeah, this sounds like a pretty fun set next week we get to listen to.
And a Rider Suite and a Miller soundboard.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep.
Next week's going to be fun, everybody. So once again, this week, episode number 7, we highlighted it was May 18th, 1968 from the Santa Clara Fairgrounds, as well as the Blues for Allah demos. And then next week, we are jumping into June 6th, 1991, Noblesville, Indiana. Thank you once again for listening. Please smash that subscribe button and like and share this podcast with all of your friends and anywhere you access podcasts. Please like, share, subscribe, all of that. You may reach out to us at the Help on the Way Pod at gmail.com or our home away from home, reddit.com/r/GratefulDead. Once again, thank you once again very much for listening, and we'll see you next week at the Help on the Way Podcast. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Words to the folks. Oh, fuck.
Did I hurt?
Say a few words to the folks at home, miss. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been known to break a camera closer.
A few words to the people, please.
Fuck the people. Fuck the proletariat. Fuck the. Hey, man. What is this?
Members of the press.
Well, motherfuck the proletariat.
You're under arrest.
Now a word from your announcer.
No, no one answers on this one. This is free. I want to advise you of your rights to a lawyer.
Very beautiful.
Well, you know. Network. right. Broad jump. Why, shit, I couldn't. I mean, you couldn't broad jump your own mother.
Yeah.
I mean,
Broad jump your mother? That sounds like a good one.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Weir. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure, anytime.
Okay.
Nice working with you.
It's been a pleasure.
I was hoping it would be.
Would be while I work out.
I brought my axe with me.
Oh,
so
you
I could,
did,
like,
indeed. Can I tell you
where Mr. Plan is? No trouble at all. Late for our gig at the shrine, won't we?
Are you playing at the shrine tonight? Oh, you're not going to. Now, here's the real reason why they're late at the shrine. Let's hear it.
Now, the real reason that I'm late at the shrine is because I'm being hung up by this asshole with a tape recorder who thinks he can, yeah, right. It's always an asshole with a camera or a tape recorder that thinks he can have something and hold on to it forever. You know. What I mean to say is, essentially, nothing lasts. Nothing lasts.
This is not a real alert. This is only a test.
Copyright's not protected.
Margaret, howdy, girls.
passed away. Some come to make it just one more day. Whichever way your pleasure tends, you plant ice, you're gonna harvest wind.
1, 2, 3, 4. Some come to lay the past away. Some come to make it just one more day. Whichever way your pleasure tends, if you plant ice, you're gonna harvest wind. Roll away.
Roll away the dew. Roll Bye.